Greetings, listener. Welcome to this, episode 80.5 of Give the Drummer Some podcast. And I'm sure by the point five, you could tell that we haven't got a proper episode for you this week. Loads of things have happened. Just too many to mention. We're having to do a 0.5 this week. The other thing as well is I am planning a few major projects, of which you'll hear of one of them. Intrigued? You should be. It's pretty cool. So I will be taking a very short leave from Give the Drummer Some, just for a short while. And I'm leaving you in the very capable hands of a certain young Mr. Tom Arse and another lovely young chap by the name of Hot Rod. So they are continuing Give the Drummer Some. I'm just taking a little time off here and there to pursue other things, but I'll be back. Yes, I will. So there we go, guys. No full episode for you this week. So what I suggest you do, now this is a great idea. What I suggest you do is you head on over to thedrummersjournal.com, where you'll see that they have a brand new issue, issue number 8, which is the spring issue for 2015. And they have some fantastic people on there, such as Jimmy Chamberlain, Darryl Jones, just a load of people, adverts and things. And I think instead of sort of sitting down on your couch or your chairs or lying down on your beds, crying at night because there is not an episode this week, I think you should spend your time checking out the magazine, because it is quite a fantastic and lovely magazine. What's that noise? Hang on a minute. Hang on a sec, guys. Let me just see who this is.
Hey, Chris.
Tom?
Hey, what's up, man?
Tom, as in thedrummersjournal.com. Tom?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm pretty good. What's been happening?
Well, you know what? We've been trying to get episodes out, talking to these fine drummers out there, but I don't know if they've heard the podcast and they thought I'm not bloody talking to them, or that they are just very, very busy. I don't know.
I'm sure they're just very busy.
Yeah. You reckon? I don't know. I reckon they've heard the episodes and just gone, not talking to those D-bags. But there we go. Matt, what a coincidence. I was just telling our fine listeners that because this is a 0.5 episode, that they should be going on to thedrummersjournal.com and checking out your very fine magazine that you put out, man.
Well, yeah, I'd say that's sage advice. Yeah.
Cool. What the, wow. I mean, personally, I love the magazine and I look through it intently. What was sort of your idea and plan for putting the magazine out?
Yeah, the idea of it came around. I used to work in a bike shop, and there was a magazine in there. It was a free magazine. It was about BMXs, you know, people who ride BMX.
Right.
And I used to sit and read this on my lunch breaks and just read it religiously. And then I thought it was really, really cool because they kind of took... I knew nothing about BMX, right? And I would read these articles about these guys who just rode BMX, and they were just so interesting and so well written. And they were kind of like from a perspective about the people, you know, not really about what they were doing. It wasn't really about BMX at all. It was about the kind of people who were doing it. And I was like, because I was obviously a big drummer, I was like, there's absolutely nothing like this out there, you know, for drummers to read. A kind of more lifestyle kind of approach. You're kind of getting to know the people behind the kit a bit more. And I just decided then and there in the staff room that I was going to give it a go. Yeah.
Doing something a little bit different as well, because, you know, the layout is a bit different, and, you know, the way you sort of put things together, the artwork is different too, to sort of the standard magazines out there. So was that something that sort of you really wanted to do straight away, or?
Yeah, definitely. We knew from the outset it had to be digital, because it was, you know, we didn't have any startup money or anything like that. It was just entirely funded by me, really. And I've been really lucky in that I've had help from some really, you know, fantastically talented people in kind of getting it up and running and that sort of thing. And people who knew a lot more about that kind of side to digital publishing and web design and graphic design that I had absolutely no idea about. So,
yeah.
But we knew for a start that, yeah, we wanted it to be when you look at the magazine on a monitor, on a device, it kind of, it sits really nicely, and that's all deliberate. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a sensationally beautiful product that you have. I was going to say produce. It's a fantastic product that you got, man.
We're not growing it yet. But
we're not growing it, no. Is that possible? Can we give it a go? I don't know. We'll give it a whirl.
But there's probably some sanctions on that, I think.
Yeah, probably something going on. But tell me, what would you say? Because, I mean, all your issues are probably like your little babies, because you spend so much time on them, no doubt. What issue would you say?
Yeah, hideous amounts.
I'd imagine, yeah. What one would sort of be your favourite so far?
I think the one where I noticed a kind of big step up from the one before it was when we did, so the magazine comes out quarterly, so every 3 months. And when we did our sixth issue, I kind of felt then that we'd taken a big step up in terms of the kind of the quality of the presentation. I think it takes a while. You'll probably know yourself, you know, it takes a while to kind of lock down exactly what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And then I think issue six was where it kind of came together, and we had quite a lot of really good features in that, which was kind of a good boost for confidence, you know. So
yeah,
being able to kind of speak to, you know, Nick Mason from Pink Floyd and that kind of stuff was really, really cool. And yeah, I just felt that issue was a bit of a turning point. And I think we really focused a lot more on the photography in that issue, and I think it came together well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, they're all great, man. They're all absolutely fantastic. And I've got to ask, Jimmy Chamberlain, you had lunch with him?
Yeah.
What was that like?
That was really good. I was really nervous about that, actually. I haven't really been that nervous about interviewing people before.
Right.
But I was such a massive Smashing Pumpkins fan, as well, I still am. And so I'd read these interviews with him that have been, you know, they weren't very, I was unsure how he would be as a person and how he'd react to some of the questions. But he was such a nice guy, and he took a massive chunk of time out of his schedule, because we flew to Chicago to go and interview him, you know, and that kind of turned into a whole nightmare because of the flights we booked and stuff, and we ended up having about 5 hours in Chicago and then having to get back on a plane. Well, we actually missed the flight back, but but he was super cool. He was really, really nice, and he just talked really candidly about you know, the Smashing Pumpkins and his history. And It was really nice to be able to kind of hear him talk about that kind of stuff, you know?
Cool, man. And I've got to say, how do you sort of manage to juggle it all up where you interview these guys personally? Because you're obviously an English guy. Are you living in America or?
Yeah. So at the minute, I'm in the States. Yeah. And then I've been kind of going back and forward between, because when we initially moved here, I didn't have the correct visa.
Oh, right.
So I had to go back every 3 months, which was quite good for the magazine, because it meant I could do some interviews in the US and then do some in the UK and then do some in the US, you know.
Yeah.
But now I've been here, more permanently now since I managed to kind of get appropriate documentation. And so,
this won't get you in trouble at all, no?
No, I think you've got all the bases covered. At least I hope so.
Yeah, so, get a knock on the door later on.
But when I used to go through immigration, though, and because they'd obviously ask, you know, what it is you were doing, and you kind of, I had one guy that was giving me a bit of a hard time, you know, the immigration desks, you know, after you get off the flight sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he must have just been tired, but he was like, oh, well, you know, what are you doing here? And he didn't seem particularly happy. And so I told him that I worked for, that I kind of ran a drum magazine. And he was just like, what's a drum magazine? And I was like, oh, you know, a magazine for people who play the drums. And then he was just like, oh, I play the drums. And then he was seemed really happy about it and then let me through. So I was like, okay, oh, thanks.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, dude, if you were part of this podcast and he listened to the podcast, I don't think you would have been let in. Not at all. He would have said, get the hell out of my country. I know Hot Rod's been booted out of a few countries, so...
I'm sure you would have got a diplomatic pass.
Yeah. Don't know about that. So, have you got any, have you sort of lined up any interviews sort of coming up, any sort of drummers to look forward to, or are they all sort of a big secret for now for people to wait and see when the edition's out?
No, it's never really a secret. Just my organizational skills are just so bad. So what we do is we do an issue. I think what you're supposed to do when you have a magazine is kind of have a kind of timeline of, you know, plan ahead essentially and kind of try and figure out who you want to feature in the near future. But we don't do that. We just sit down, do an issue from start to finish, and then sit down and start thinking about the next one.
Right.
And so because we released one about 2 weeks ago, I'm kind of in that awkward period now where I'm thinking, oh God, who's going to be in the next magazine? So we've got a few things coming up. We've got a good thing with a guy called John Stanier, who's the drummer in Battles.
Yeah, man. He was in Helmet.
Yeah, he was in Helmet, exactly. Yeah.
Biscuits for Smart. That's a good track from Helmet.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Helmet was so good. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm quite looking forward to that one. And then we're trying to organize a few other things. I quite want to do an interview with Jimmy Cobb, actually. You know, the kind of jazz guy. I think he played for Miles Davis and did a lot of kind of iconic jazz work. I'd really like to speak to him. He seems like a really interesting guy.
That's cool, man. And you went to NAMM as well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the first time I ever went.
Well, go on, you first.
Go on. Well, I was going to say it was a bit... Have you ever been to the show they have in London, the kind of London drum show?
Years ago, I went to, I think it was called Sounds Live. It was in Birmingham.
Okay, it's probably a similar thing, I guess, right?
Yeah, and it's just noise. Just noise. Yeah. Every millisecond of the time you're there, it's just loud.
Yeah. I couldn't get over the scale of NAMM, actually. Like, I knew it was big, like, but I was just like... There is so many people here, and it was good. I got invited to a few of the kind of after parties for certain companies. That was quite good, where they had a free bar. So that made it definitely. That was the highlight, I think, for me.
Very cool. Well, we did a special episode the last time where I sent Jordan and Tom over to NAMM to do a special episode for the listeners, but they ended up just squandering all my money just having a 4-day party over there, so I never got to go there.
I can see how that had happened quite easily, actually.
Yeah, so that's $4,500 I won't be getting back anytime soon, so there we go. So, Tom...
That's an investment.
Yeah, quite an investment. So, Tom, it has been absolutely fantastic having you on the show. And for all the lovely listeners out there, check out thedrummersjournal.com, for it is the finest magazine on drums on this planet Earth. So check it out.
Thank you so much. That's very kind of you to say.
Cool, man. Well, thank you very much for being on.
No, thanks for having me. It's been great. Great talking to you.
Well, likes a lordy, friends. What about that? A quick impromptu interview with Tom from thedrummersjournal.com. I could not have planned that better. I didn't plan it. What are you talking about? I didn't plan. Anyway, guys, so we hope you enjoyed that little interview with Tom talking about the magazine and the different elements and things. But until next episode, I'm going to leave you with the theme tune to a really cool TV show I used to watch as a child called Riptide. So I hope you enjoy that. And for the last time for a short while, I'll probably come back. Do you know what? I'll be back. I'll do a few interviews here and there. But really, I'm leaving it in the capable hands of Tom Arse and Hot Rod. So until next episode, play your drums, make sure you have fun, and I will see you later. Bye-bye.